are we trying to just sort of get into a state where we can sort of handle more and more pleasure or positivity? Yeah, so sometimes, sometimes I wonder about that. So I'm going to talk about, we talked about sort of tightness before the break. So there's this sort of relationship, if you like, between tightness and holding on in the body and pleasure. So they might seem a bit incongruent for one evening, but they're actually, I'm going to make quite a link between them. But first I'm going to just say something a bit about the sort of role of pleasure and why we often kind of focus on it. So pleasure is kind of integral to deepening the mind. You know, it's sort of integral to this word samadhi that we've been using. So Maitreya Bandhu talked about a sort of state of energized calmness, which is sort of slightly paradoxical, isn't it? And yet when we sort of get a sense of that, it's not really a paradox. So it's a sort of state of feeling unified, of feeling calm and relaxed, and yet all our sort of energy is available to us. There's this sort of brightness, this sort of particular type of energy, if you like. I was thinking, often I sort of look at the Buddha and I think, oh yes, what kind of qualities does the Buddha have? And he's got this sort of, especially in this posture, he's got this sort of serene kind of calmness, hasn't he? And yet he sort of looks sort of perfectly poised to act as well. So he's got this sort of energetic quality as well. It's making me laugh at the weekend. I was I've been fortunate the last few months to have a little girl come into my life. So a friend of mine stays with me every couple of weeks, and he has a 9-year-old girl, and she's getting quite interested in meditation and in Buddhism. So she's kind of just very sort of open and curious and asks lots of questions. And so one thing she said was she'd quite like to learn to meditate. And then before you know it, she sort of picked herself up from the sofa and sort of plonked herself down on the ground, cross-legged, and sort of, did this. And she closed her eyes and she sort of like... had this sort of wonderful expression on her face. And there was something about the sort of purity, isn't there, and sort of innocence of children. It's like she sort of dropped into what she associates with Buddhist meditation, which is this sort of energized brightness and yet stillness and calmness. And well, many of us are attracted to that, aren't we? We do have a sense of what that's like. But sort of like her, we can often only sustain it for like a couple of seconds. And then before you know it, she was up again and chatting about something else, you know. Her mind had sort of gone off somewhere else. But for one sort of moment, I just got this sort of sense of, oh, she knows. She understands. There's something quite sort of innate in us that sort of wants this experience, but also knows it is our sort of nature in a way. You know, it's natural. It's natural for a 9-year-old. It's certainly natural for us. And yet, yes, we get these moments, don't we, where we feel maybe energized and unified and calm, but they often don't last. And before you know it, we're sort of sitting there like this, and our faces are sort of screwed up, and we're more like, and you know, our arms hurting, and you know, we're thinking about our problems. Yeah, so we get quite far away from this sort of more kind of relaxed and calm kind of state. So really, what we're trying to do when we move from a sort of more mundane, more day-to-day consciousness or mind, and into samadhi, into this relaxed, energized calm, is we're trying in a way to drop into a more fuller experience of what's there. So often in our experience, there's a mixture of things that are there. So when we meditate, often we stop, don't we, and we pause, and there's a chance to get underneath this sort of cling film, this sticky stuff. So often we do manage to sort of peel back the layer a little bit, we get a glimpse. But how can we sort of, in a way, allow more of the cling film to come off, if you like? Yeah, how can we allow more than just a glimpse? And it's often through focusing on pleasure in our experience that we can sort of like more in a relaxed way start to peel back the surfaceness of our experience or mind or consciousness and start to experience a bit more fullness of what's actually there. So what in a way is sort of under the cling film is often a mixture of pleasantness and unpleasantness, actually. So that's our sort of, and also a sort of nothingness and sort of, we can't quite describe it-ness, a mixture maybe of pleasantness or unpleasantness together at the same time. And what we do is we often focus on the unpleasant aspect of it. So whilst it might make perfectly rational sense to think about focusing on pleasure in meditation in our lives, we naturally don't do it. Yeah, we naturally bend to thinking about and ruminating about often and having memories of things that are more unpleasant. We sort of select out. So when we're talking about this samadhi, this different state of consciousness, the first thing we're talking about is turning towards what's actually there. And that is this mixture of experience. To notice what's pleasant as well as unpleasant before you can turn more towards the pleasant. So when we were doing the sort of work on tightness, it's like you can't bypass the tightness. It's integral to opening to pleasure and more of what's there. So you might start to get a sense of that, you know, relaxing your shoulders, say, or your face, or your hands, or your thighs. You might start to notice it becomes more pleasurable. So when, in a way, energy releases in the body, then more pleasure comes. So you sort of move from this focusing on the tightness into focusing on something a bit more subtle. Maybe there's a warmth or a relaxation. So they're sort of integral to each other. You can't sort of just go for the pleasure in a way. You need to sort of work with both things being there. And well, we don't really like to do that. You know, we sort of like to think that we can sort of sit down and there we go, we're in this state. But the Buddha did sit down with all of it. So the energized sort of calm of the Buddha is hard won in a way. It requires patience and the type of more gradual kind of approach. So rather than one of the main things we do when we find pleasure and it sort of pops up is we sort of grab at it, and before you know it we've sort of chased it away. It's like we've sort of scared it away, so that's something that we do sort of habitually as well. So we've been talking about these hindrances, and it's not like we want you to forget about them, so you're going to keep needing to work with them, keep working with sense of tightness in the body and releasing it. And then I'm suggesting that we start to move into really recognizing and finding pleasure. So when you in a way think about pleasure, and start to get a sense of pleasure in this sort of state that we're trying to move towards, this samadhi, we're looking for often quite subtle sensations. So most of us, when we think about pleasure, is we think of it a bit more like a hit of something. Yeah, maybe we want the cake, we want the chocolate. We do that, don't we? We sort of grab for it. So when it comes up in the body, we do that. We grab for it in the same way as we grab for other things. So you need to sort of notice yourself doing that. So if, say, something softens, we can think, yeah, I want more of that. But the type of sort of way of turning towards it and being with it is much more subtle. So it's like, can you just allow it to be there more? So if you don't grab for it, it's got a good chance of filling, sort of more of your attention will be on it and kind of fill it, which will help it grow. So that's like a kind of skill in a way that you can learn. So when you notice pleasure, can you just sort of allow it to be rather than wanting more and more of it or a kind of stronger experience of it? Can you just allow it to be there? So the first thing you often notice when you sit, if you are able to let in both pleasant and unpleasant, is just how subtle the sensation can be. So it might just be that your face feels slightly warm, and that in a way is a pleasurable sensation. It can be very, very subtle. And that's what we're trying to train our sort of minds to notice. Because most of our experience isn't actually the sort of highs and the lows. It's mainly this sort of mixture of in-betweenness. And it's quite fleeting as well. So if you sort of try and notice pleasurable moments, it's a good start. They won't be as fleeting. So in a way, we want to kind of talk about, want to have a sort of quiet intention, almost sort of creep up on them. So particularly when we're just sitting and focusing on the body, just look for the subtlest of pleasurable sensation. So might be the feel of the fabric on your trousers and your knees. So very, very subtle, and start to sort of in a way see that in your experience. See if you can get into it and sort of feel it. So it's a much, much more subtle kind of mind than most of us are used to. So Maitreya Bandhu talked about being also aware of the whole body. So when you sort of come out and you're, in a way, you broaden your awareness to the whole body, that can be very sort of pleasant because it's much more relaxing. So rather than your attention focused on one area, if you can just keep a sense of the whole body, in a way it helps your energy flow more. So there is often more energy. So you're not only calm, but also you're more energised. So that in a way is another sort of, I'll not use the word technique, but it's often something that more experienced meditators do. Because when you notice your mind narrowing, as Maitreya Bandhu said, you tighten. So you need to kind of play with broadening, just getting a sense of the whole body. Where is the subtle sense of pleasure? And that will sort of build your mind to look at subtlety more. So the moment you sort of feel pleasure in the body, if you grab at it in quite a gross way, it will sort of disappear. So we really are looking for something much, much more subtle and steady. And then if you, do you remember when in the first week we talked about, in a way, we want to teach inside the sort of frame or the structure of our practices. So rather than talk particularly about the mindfulness of breathing or the breath or the metta, We want to talk about how to work with your mind within them. So, in a way, if you're with the body and you're quite relaxed and you're aware of pleasure, often you're aware of warmth, say, then, well, that is a feeling of metta. Yeah? That is what you're feeling at that moment, what you're in touch with. It's often very gentle, very sort of subtle warmth, say. That can be, in a way, your taste, your source of kind of metta. Yeah? Your perception of warmth can become very metaphor. Or if you're aware of your breath, if you're aware of the pleasure of your body moving with the breath, it just becomes, it's more focus on the breath. You're more absorbed, more sort of subtly aware of the breath. So in a way, you're sort of, you're having a deeper experience of the mindfulness of breathing practice. So it's not like these things are separate. In fact, they're integral. So to go deeper with both practices, we've been suggesting ways of going deeper, and we'll continue to do that. In a way, most of us just need to sit for about 20 or 25 minutes and be aware of our body, be aware of these subtle sensations, turn towards the pleasant in our experience, and that would be well worth doing every day. If we did that every day, we'd be well on our way to samadhi, well on our way to experiencing just a stiller, more calm, more unified, contented mind. But with samadhi, there's a little bit more as well. So, yeah, we've got this emphasis on being with what is, so being with the sort of unpleasant and pleasantness, turning towards the pleasant more, allowing more pleasantness in the body in particular to arise. And then we've got this kind of idea of energy, or kind of energized calm. So sometimes you get a lot of energy, don't you, in meditation. Sometimes it sort of flashes through. Or sometimes you just sort of touch into, this sort of sense of calmness or kind of bliss. Yeah? So when we talk about samadhi, we are talking about not only subtle sensations of pleasure, but also something a bit stronger sometimes. So you often don't really experience more strength unless you're able to work more subtly, unless you're able to, in a way, grow the sense of pleasure. So it's quite subtle. You need to be finding it and then just allowing it, in a way, to gently grow. See if you can encourage it. See if you can almost delight in a part of your body just releasing and relaxing. See if you can just allow that a bit more, and it will become stronger. So you get a sort of stronger feeling of pleasure. So I want to just sort of summarise a bit, and then we're going to have a go at practicing. Really looking at what our experience is and seeing if we can turn more towards the pleasant. If I got a queen for everybody that I talked to that said, I've got tension or pain in my body when I meditate, I'd be a very rich woman. When I talk about pleasure, I sort of can't emphasise enough the working with what I would call more the sort of subtle or energy body. So in order to be unified, we do need to turn towards, in a way, everything in our experience. So often what people are saying, aren't they, when I say, oh, but there's this pain in my shoulder, or there's this stiffness here, what we tend to do is keep getting pulled to it, yeah? We keep kind of focusing on it. So a very good way of, in a way, turning towards it is to just try and soften in the area, yeah? So we can do that, but we need to notice our sort of attitude. Like if it's like, oh, it's in the way, it's like a tightening attitude. So see if you can almost just sort of welcome the actual sensational experience. See if you can actually think, oh, okay, it's that tension again. Hello, tension, you're there again. My good friend, you're obviously trying to tell me something, trying to tell me something about my mind, about what's going on with my mind and my body. And see if you can not judge it, not don't take it personally, because honestly, if I had a coin for every time somebody said that to me, so you're clearly not alone if you experience tightness and tension in the body. It's what we do. We hold patterns and habits in the body. But it'd be very useful to think about your attitude to it. So do you see it as a physiological thing, something physically wrong with you, a psychological thing? Yeah, maybe you see it more psychologically. Ah, that tension in my body, it must be to do with some sort of habit of mind I have. It'd be much more beneficial on this course and when you're practicing to think of it more as energy in the body. So maybe sort of in a way just for now, not saying that the physiological and the psychological isn't kind of truthful or important, but it's much more helpful just to think about it as energy. And in that way, it's kind of neutral, and you can just go about kind of softening around it, trying to soften around the area, pay it some attention, and you'll see it as energy moving and shifting in the body, which is a much more open attitude to it and a less tight sort of mindset with it. So see if whatever, you can expand that to whatever arises in your meditation. See if you can just see it as, in a way, energy or sort of habit moving through. Yeah. And finally, try to do that in a way with whatever pleasure comes up too. So try not to get all grabby and fixed around it. Try to just open and allow it to encourage it to grow. But don't get all sort of like, oh, it's pleasure, great. Sort of grab it as pleasure. It is just energy in the body. So if you can just sort of allow that to be, often it's a more helpful attitude to it. It's just like, oh, okay, maybe I could just encourage that bit, encourage it a bit more.